Aziz Mavot Rabbi Yehuda, Netanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Suma El Moboshes. Our Mishnah says in Vayesh, as Hasuma is Chaya. That's the local Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Ein Moboshes. What does Ein Moboshes mean? So that could mean two things. It could mean both directions, meaning to say, Hamvaish is a Summa is Pater, and Summa Shabiesh is Pater. That's a simple reading. Or it could mean no. Enel Boshes means he's not in a parsha of Boshes, and therefore, if he's Mevayish, you're Pater. But of course, if you're Mevayish him, you would be Chayev. So if you look at Tosfos, Summa Shabiesh Pater. We're going to get to the Gemara's drasha in a moment. The source of Yud is Einecha. And from there we learn that Suma that's Mevayish is Pater. We can't learn that Suma Shenizbayish your Pater. V'chein Mashma. Mitoch Perisha Kuntras, the Piresh, the Diek, Masnis, and the Lokreb Yehuda, and the Loktani Suma Shabiesh, Pater. Kediktani Yashan Shabiesh Pater. Mashma, the Lomatsi Diek, the Mediktani Mavayesh as a Suma Chayav, the Modreb Yehuda, the Mavayesh as a Suma Chayav. So the Marashai, I think, asks, why is he being Medaik this from Rashi? Rashi is just quoting the Gemara. It says Meforish on Pei Vav Amud Aleph. So the answer is that from the Gemara itself, there's no raya, because Lemaskana, we reject it. We do say that the Mishnah is not Rabbi Yehuda. The Mishnah is Rabbi Shimon. We try to say that, but we don't conclude that. So since we don't conclude that, so, the simple reading of the Mishnah is Ein Lo Boshes. It sounds like it's not Shayach to Boshes at all. So that's why Tosfos says, yeah, from the Gemara you don't have the Diuk, but you could prove it from Rashi, the way he quotes the previous Gemara. In other words, even the Maskana, that's true, and also in terms of the source. Okay, so we'll get back to this point in a moment, because it relates to the nature of how Rabbi Yehuda is doing things. Bekachi Rabbi Yehuda poter mechayvi kolios, mechayvi malkios, mechayvi nisus basted. So it's not just a local, well, the question actually I guess is going to be, is it local or not? But it's not limited to just the parsha busha. Rabbi Yehuda's shita batsuma being excluded from regular halachos is true in many other places, namely Chayvei Galios, Chayvei Malkios, and Chayvei Mises Basin. My time at Rabbi Yehuda. So what's the reason for Boshas, that Rabbi Yehuda Pater's Boshas? Gamar Inecha Inecha Meidim Zobim Ma Sam Sumen Lo Avacha Sumen Lo. Why is that true for Edom Zomimim? So Rashi says, Edom Zomimim, Ksiv, Lo Sachus, Einecha, Alav, Boshes Nami, Bekatzosa, Es Kapa, Lo Sachus, Einecha. Edom, Efshar Besumin, Divainan, Re'iya. So a blind person may not be a valid witness, because you need to be able to see to be a witness. So Rabbi Kiva Eger over here in the Gilui Nashas says that's not a very good proof, because he should be able to be made on what he saw before. At least that's a technicality. Of course, if he can't see, but let's say he saw an event, he saw kata yadu shochaner, and then he was blinded, then there's no reason why he should be excluded from Eidos. And therefore, if that's true, why should we have a gzera shava to boshes? Right? The Gemara sounds like he's mufka from Eidos, which is why you have a gzera shava to boshes. So, Ruki Vager himself quotes an alternative possibility, quotes from the Rush, elsewhere, that we learn it from the pasuk, O ra'a prat lasuma, which implies he's mufka from Eidos. How are you going to be miyashiv Rashi? It could be Rashi is telling a very interesting idea, which is that you need to be ra'oi b'shas hagadas Eidos. I think the Rav said something like this. This relates to a sugya that we talked about last year in the Jumzman Kolal about how Haggadah Eidos is a recreation of the event that took place. That's why you tear kriya by Eidim that are Megadev as though it happened again. It's an interesting discussion. And maybe that's a direction to go in Rashi, an interesting question. But anyway, the point is that Rabbi Kivager says you have to give a different shot than Rashi, that there's a Gzir Sakasov that's Memayit. If you look at the Ravid here says something very interesting. We'll get back to the continuation of the Ravid. So the Ravid tells you that what's the pshat? Sheino bar das. Yeah.
What is Sheino bar is?
Oh, that's why you should have a real Ravid. Yours says Eino bar edus. It's a little circular, no? He's pater from... Oh, you're saying he's like Rashi. Eino bar edus, because he can't learn it. Okay. That's interesting. So you have to... What?
I don't know.
You have to add that one. Aha. Okay. Two different kisvei yad of the Ravid. Let's figure it out. So, if... Eino bar edus. So, two possibilities. Either... One Gerson Ravid is, he's basically sounds like he's learning like Rashi. So again, he doesn't explain, but maybe that's what he means. Or the way my Gerson Ravid is Eino bar das. So let's assume for the moment my Gerson is right. I don't know, we have to find out. So. First of all, you know, that Rabbi Yehuda holds he's not a bardas is very mistaber from the fact, as we'll see in a moment, he's going to pater him from mitzvos and dinim and the like. In fact, the Ravid is even going to go further. We're going to have to talk about this, but in the continuation of that shtickle, though maybe you don't have this either, but do you have at the end of the shtickle of that paragraph, Ein based in Chayavan, the Zakik Ludino?
Yeah.
Right? In other words, we're not even a siachis to him.
The Shita quotes that also.
Yeah. So, so the fact that Rabbi Yehuda paters from mitzvos and dinim does in fact indicate that at least Rabbi Yehuda thinks he's not a bardas, which is again what my Gerson Ravid says. On the other hand, it's very shver, because if the tam is that he's not a bardas, so then why do you need the Makoros? Right? In other words, if he's not Meyig, because he's not a Bardas, So you don't need a Gzeir Shava. You don't need all the drushas. Right? What does the Ravid say again? According to my gear, something that's why they change it. But Sheno Bar Das Afkan Tuma Pater. Then we have this Gzeir Shava.
Can Bar Das be Dafka by Edus? That will matter?
Oh. So I think the pshat is like this. That Avada, even a Ravid, isn't saying that he's not a Bar Das entirely. Right? The pshat is that the fact that he's not meyed, even though be'etzem he's shaykh to be meyed, right? Let's even say like the right, you know, like about something he saw in the past, right? Now there's Gemara taking for granted he's mufka from meyed, he can't be meyed, even though, he could be. So it's a giloy that he's chaser bedaito, sort of what you were saying. And you might have thought, though, that's only for Eidus, because you need a higher level of Das, or something like that. And that's why we need the Gzeir HaShava. In other words, if he's saying Eino Bar Das, so why do you need the Gzeir HaShava? That's the whole Makor. So the answer is what the Ravid is saying, is let's try to understand where Rabbi Yehuda is coming from. Right? Is this just a bunch of Gzeir HaKasams on a Summa that Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold of, that he's pater from mitzvos and he's pater from this and he's pater from that and he can't be made. There's a bunch of Gzeir HaKasams. Or no, these Gzeir HaKasams are in some way a giloy of how the Torah is viewing this Summa. Right? So the pshat is, and this, by the way, might answer the Tosfos, Dibur HaMaschil Ma. Right? Tosfos asks, Ma lahalan suma la ovim tomar, ima lahalan gazlanim avadim lo, afgadli boshas lifteru. We have a lot of people that are puzzled from Eidus. Chiteim ha'isha tochiyach, lifteru le'edus, chayavis b'boshas, k'techsev, So we'll actually read Tosfos' answer. It's a complex answer. But what the Ravid might be saying is no, that we don't, there's no reason to extend the Ptur Boshes to anybody who's postulated us, because that doesn't make any sense. Why would you not be Chayv Boshes just because you embarrassed a Goslin or someone else who's Pasul for Eidus for some reason? Rather, the pshat here is that it's a Giloy. It's Mistaber to say the Gzeir HaShava Dafka by Suma because it's Chaser B'Daito. In other words, that's the yesod of this Ravid. And we'll see in the Hamshach of the Ravid as well. Rabbi Yehuda is not just arbitrary. He's saying the basis of Rabbi Yehuda is again, it's not obvious, because when you look at the Summa, he does seem to be a Bar Das. But when the Torah excludes him from certain things, starting with Eidus, that is telling us something about his nature. That's what the Torah is teaching us, how to view, assume. And the truth is, even Tosfos might be saying something like that. Because what is Tosfos' answer? Let's read Tosfos' answer. B'yesh lomar, kevan de'enecha e'necha gamar, af agav de'enecha based in kai, svarahu de'le'inyan davar hatali b'ri'iya didn't exer a shalom. So the answer is Einacha. So somehow or another, this Gzeir HaShava has to do with Einacha. But the problem is Einacha has nothing to do with this, because Einacha is not, right? Lo Sachus Einacha means the Dayanim Shin. So Tosfos says, well, it's a Svara. So what's Tosfos saying? So Tosfos saying is that the reason why the Torah used the word Einacha is to be megala that this is something to do with vision. And even though Einachas Kayan Dayanim, right? So if that's the truth, so why does he say it's a Svara? Why doesn't he just say it's a Dia? Right? Tosa says, Svarahu Dila'inyan. Right? What's the Svara? That's a Dia. Why do we know to say the Gzera Shava only to Suma? Because it says Einacha. So what's Svara? So the answer is that it's mistaber to say that a Goslin should be Ashes Potter. Not at all. So it's mistaber to say that the reason why the Torah used the word Einacha is to be Megala, that Suma in Lo Boshes. And if you look, I think, at the Taisa Rush, he says it's something like that. In other words, the Svara, even according to Tosfos, the Svara has to be that there's some type of chisaron in the das of the Summa, according to Yehuda at the very least, like the Ravid says. Now again, we're not saying he's a shaita, but we're saying that since he's not mesiaches to the world through the chush ha-re'iyah, so it's chasar and it's tfisas olam. So even though, again, in every other way he's a bar das, Legabe, let's start off with Eidos. So he's going to be possible for Eidos, because to be a kosher aid, you have to relate to the world through, among other things, the chush hariyah. And since it's chaser in this chush hariyah, memela, he's possible from Eidos. It's a chisaron. There's a svara here, right? The svara alone is not enough. But you'll need some type of Gzeres HaKasuv. But it's not just a Gzeres HaKasuv, which is essentially, again, what the Ravid is saying. Cain, this isn't going to be exactly the same, we'll return to this a little bit later, but just like a Charesh is Pasul, or even his Pata for Mitzvos, because it's Chaser and his Tfisas Olam, because he doesn't relate to the world through Shmiya, so too, the Suma, even though, and then the question is, how far does this go, and that's going to be the Machlokas Tanayim and the like, but the Suma, because he doesn't relate to the world through Chush HaRi'iyah, so at least according to Yehuda, is possible. And that's what the Ravid means, perhaps, when he says that he's not a Bardas. Doesn't mean he's not a bardas as in a shota. It means that we see the Gzeres HaKasuv as telling us that there's a chisaron over here. And from that we learn to that means. And this, by the way, could answer another question that Tosus brings up, which is that once we have the later drashos to be memayit Suma from Mishpatim and Kol Dinim Shebetorah, why do we need the earlier drasha to be memayit from Boshes? Right, he's pasha. He were memayitim from all Mishpatim. So according to the Ravid, so it's nicha, because there's a progression here, right? And perhaps it's only once we our first memayit him from Boshes, or first Eidos, and then Boshes, and we build our way up, so we'll read the Gemara in a moment. And the truth is, that might be more or less what Tosfos is saying in the second answer over there, right? What does Tosfos over there say in the second answer, right? In Dibor Maslo V'chein, Ina, Ilav D'Gali Gzeir Shava De'Inach Lifter Suma, Have svara lemedresh nami gabigalos kremeir. In other words, the later drasha, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, is not definitive. It could go both ways, right? It's only once we've sort of built up our havana, excluding Suma from a number of other things, that now we're going to understand this more expansively and less minimalistically. Now, there's a progression over here. Yeah. Yeah, this also in the Tosafot Rashi over there, because he says Xershav is only on Dayanim. So how do we pater from Dinim, right? It should only be possible for Dayanus. But the answer is that this progression, since we already seen that he's Mufka from many halachos, from Boshas and from Misa, so it's Mistaber that the Xershav isn't just Balamato Midayanus. It's very easy to be reminded someone from Midayan, like even a Ger is possible from Dayanus. But rather to be mimed from dinner. Because everything is built up on each other. Now, as I said, the question is, how far does the Ravid go? So that last sentence in the Ravid, which even you have, is very, very startling. Because the Ravid, let's continue reading over there. The Chenai Apodro, meaning Rabbi Yehuda, we call dinim shebetorah, she'en dun, ve'en dunin, oso. So that's okay, that's pashut. But then he adds, Ve'ein based in Chayavin lehizakek ladina. So what does that mean? So if we take that literally, now I don't know if he means it literally, though. If we don't read it literally, I don't know what he means. And if we do read it literally, so then it's also hard to understand, right? It sounds like based in is not mesiaches ladino. But perhaps if we do read this literally, so tosfos, the Ravid is then disagreeing with Tosos di Maschil Suma, right? We pointed out Tosfos says that if you're Mevayish is a Suma, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're Chayiv, and he's Medayik that way from Rashi. And we said, though, from Rashi, you have a Diyuk, but from the Gemara itself, you don't have a Diyuk. So if we read this Ravid literally, that ain't based in Zakuk Ladino, so then the Ravid is disagreeing with Tosfos. So that's the question, how far do we go here? So I'll just finish the Gemara. We stopped in the middle. Yeah.
Is this at all related to how the Rambam Haskins below the oath prat the Summa? He says, like in Hilchos Yotzeiach, that it's karvel onus, meaning if we're viewing all these drushos, is that not like drushos mamish?
But he's going like, in the Rabbanan.
No, but meaning by Summa, he says, your potter from Gaul is like Rabbi Yehuda as opposed to Rabbi Meir. Right. That's.
In other words, with what do you do if you don't learn like Rabbi Yehuda, and that's what the Rambam's saying, no?
I mean, I felt the Nosa can't, like, the Kesem Mishnah there says that it's Karov La'ones, and therefore your Potifim Galdus, like Rabbi Yehuda, is supposed to be Meir, so I don't understand.
Again, what the Rambam says like this. The Rambam says that, well, let's read our Gemara. We'll read it, right? So, we'll see it as we go through the Gemara. Right? Okay. So we say, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, Gomer, Enacha, Enach, Medim Zom. Mahasam, Sumin, Lo. Afacha, Sumin, Lo. Good. Echai, Vigalius. How do we know that Rabbi Yehuda patters from Chai, Vigalius? Detania, the lower os, Kra, Lasuma, the Rabbi Yehuda, Remer, Omer, Lerabos, is a Suma. My time at Rabbi Yehuda, Amar, Lacha, Vasher Yavo El Re'e Biyar Lachto Veitzim Vafilo Suma Kazarachmana Belo Ra'os Lima'utai Remeir Kazarachmana Belo Ra'os Lima'utai Vakasavrachmana Bevlidas Lima'utai Ave Mirachamiot May Mirachamiot Ella Lerabos. Ah. So here you have an interesting question, which is, what's the point of doing that? Take a look. The Gilead Hashas is Mitzayin in answer to this question. But, or not the Gilead Hashas, the Gilead on the side of Tosfos. Right? Tosfos asks, here, Tema, Lo Lichtov Shumyut, Umemelas Rabi, the Chenish Lakshas Gabi Ribui Achar Ribui Elamai. So Tosfos in Yoma, I think, says that the Rashbam always asks this question. And the answer, of course, that he says is that what would be if we didn't have either? In other words, we do come in with a certain intuition that then you need the ribui achar ribui might. Anyway, one way or the other, what Yoni is bringing in is the Rambam has a strange idea because he doesn't seem to be either Rebbe Meir or Rebbe Yehuda, right?
So I thought Lefi Rebbe's Mahalach and the Ravid would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
Because if we're not assuming these are like Joshua's Gemuros, so to speak, that like, even without the Joshua, I would never have assumed this, but we're just saying like, we're just sort of Megala that like, you weren't exactly sure how to deal with this Metzius, and now mm-hmm. we're telling you that this Metzius is really more in this direction than the other, and they're making a lot of sense.
Okay. I have to think about it. I hear. Good. So the Gemara continues. Chai Ve'Mis is based in. Asir Ratzeach Ve'Tzeach Ve'Chai Ve'Golios. Chai Ve'Malkios. Asir Rasha Rasha. Mechai Ve'Mis is based in. Tani, Yidim Chavidu Omer, Suma, in Loboshes. V'chein Rabbi Yehuda Potro, Mikol Dinim Shebetayra. My time Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kav Shefto Eda, Vein Amakel, Vein Gol Adam, Al HaMishpatim HaEla. Kol Sheyesh Makav Gol Adam, Yesh Mishpatim. Kol Sheyesh Makav Gol Adam, Eda Mishpatim. Tan Yidrach Yehuda Omer, Suma, in Loboshes. V'chein Rabbi Yehuda Potro, Mikol Mitzvot Amuras Betayra. Amar of Shisha Reid Ravidi, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Kva, Bela Mitzvos, Hachukim, Mishpatim, Kosh Yeshu Mishpatim, Yeshu Mitzvos, the Chukim, Kosh Yeshu Mishpatim, and Mitzvos Chukim, the Mitzvos, the Chukim. Amar of Yosef, Meresh Abi Amina, Man, the Amar Halach Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Suma Patrim and the Mitzvos, Kavdina, Yai matavel rabana, my taima, the lom of kidna. So, the kavdina, mitzvos. Intuitively, one would have assumed that God will say no mitzvah veosah. You're not obligated, and you're doing it anyway. That shows a tremendous love. Plus, you're not going to get punished. It's like the best of both worlds. That's going to perhaps depend on what you think about love, and we'll get to that in a moment. Bahashta deshamis lad Rabbi Chanina. Rabbi Chanina got a mitzvah biyosa, and Mishen a mitzvah biyosa. We'll talk about why that is in a couple of minutes. So man damer li, ain't alach Rabbi Yehuda, avdina yoma tavel rabbanan, my taima, dechim afkidna, isli agret fei. I mean, he was Oses a mitzvah salinas l'kabal pras. We'll get back to that question as well. We mentioned, I think, in the car a couple of days ago that from here the marshal derives the source of having a bar mitzvah. Why? Because it says over here that on the day that I was found out that I was chayv mitzvah, so I would make a party on the top of the rabbanan. So Kol Shekein, that's just like finding out you're chayiv. Here in Mamesh, you become chayiv. So there's a Sudas Mitzvah. If it's either going to be Bo Bayom Bar Mitzvah, or if you're making a drasha, that's a different thing. Because then it's you're making a party for the father being a Makan Mitzvah of the Lamdo Torah. The party, the father's making the party. So there's two ways to make a Bar Mitzvah party. A Sudas Mitzvah, that is. Either because... either if he's if it's Bo Bayom, so then you're making a party for being chayv and mitzvos, or two, because if the chasm's derish, so then the father is makayim his mitzvah of lamdo. Whenever each stage, right? Vechniso first lamila, k'shem shenichnas lamila, came in kind of Torah, so you make a party for Torah when he's doing it. L'chuppa, so the father makes a party. It's nafkamin is the bas mitzvah, right? Because if it's Bo Bayom, so then she's Mitzuba, so you should make a party.
But
if it's on the father, so it's not Chayv Alamdo Torah.
Why can't we celebrate it? Is it Dako Bayom?
Well, it's past already. You've been Chayv for a week already, so you don't need to make a party anymore. So if it's something else.
Right.
You're still excited they just got the canvases, no? Yeah.
Let's play some Tovah.
Yeah, okay.
Sorry, where Willick says that the nafkamina is the bas mitzvah. Says that if it's, if, so that's the difference why he said, when I made a bas mitzvah, so it was her making a party that she's chayav sin mitzvah, so she invited her friends, I didn't invite my friends. But when it was a bar mitzvah, so it was both. It was him making a party that he was chayav sin mitzvah, so he invited his friends. It was me making a party that was mekayem olam do Torah, so I invited my friends. Anyway, so, but you're right. You could say that. You could say that there's still an inyan of making a party. And the Marshal says Bo Bayom, but the idea could apply even after Bo Bayom. Even after Bo Bayom. Okay. Anyway, so now let's talk about, I guess, a couple of things within the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, a couple of issues that come up. So number one is the question of what is Rabbi Yehuda's position about mitzvos lo sase over here. Right, we know that Rabbi Yehuda paters him from mitzvos. So the question is that only mitzvos ase? Or is it even mitzvos lo sase? So l'chor yavaraya, because Tosfos says he's chayev in mitzvos midrabanan. That's even according to Rabbi Yehuda, your patzer midoraisa, but you're chayev midrabanan. That's why, right, if we take a look at Tosfos, Tema, haditnam miperka korei as hanagila, Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol shelo ra'ah, me'oros miyamav, lo yifros al shema, afilu ra'ah v'nisman nami, amar hachi depater mikol mitzvos, ve'ach yifros al hashma lo tzi acherim. Sounds like the only reason why he can't do it is because lo ra'ah me'oros miyamav, he's not shaykh to the bracha. No. And that's reviewed as well, right? He's pater from mitzvos. V'yushalmi demuki shalora me'oros miyamav yoshe v'beis afel oshenola b'mara ve'en asuma, someone who just happened not to see the me'oros asi shapir v'mar didan mashmanar b'suma mamish v'mefarsh tanot Rabbi Yehuda da'amar ein pors yishum de'en na'ne min ha'me'oros. The reason for Rabbi Yehuda he can't be pors al shema is because he's not na'ne. Rabbanan savri isle hanak Rabbi Yosi shirasuma v'avuka v'yado amar lei b'nei avuka zu lama amar lei kozman shavuka zu b'yadi b'nei adem ra'u nosi u'matzila nosi min ha'techasin ha'itayim lo shayich el b'suma mamash. It's clear from the Gemara, Bavli, that is, we're talking about an actual blind person. You can't say Shema, or you can't be parisal Shema to be motzi others because he is not, according to Yehuda, he's not Nenef and Ma'oros. According to Rabbanan, you are Nenef. So, what's going on? It's Pata from all mitzvos. The Nira, Davagam de Pata Rabbi Yehuda, Suma mikol mitzvos, kol mako mid Rabbanan chaya. Answer is, says Tosfos, that mid Rabbanan, a Suma is chaya. Now, how could you be chayav midrabanan? What's the basis of the chayav midrabanan? The mitzvahs lo saser min hadavar sheyagidu lo chayav yamin usmal. So if that's true, so then, if we're going to say a suma chayav midrabanan, it must be that a suma, even according to Yehuda, is muzhar in law. And he's Moser on Mosas. So Bemel is Chayv Midrabanan, and that's so says it's Chiddush. Since he's Chayv Midrabanan, he'd be Motzi Acherim for something that's also Drabanan. Gets into an important issue about the nature of Mitzvah's Kriyashma according to Tosos, but we're not going to get into that now. Yeah?
The next line of Tosos is that we're Chayv Midrabanan because he'd be like a Goy.
Oh, very good. So, let's get back to that. It's a very good question. Right? So what are you asking? Let's read on the Tosfos. Da'afal ga'abishan iftir rabbi mitzvos ha'sein shazman grama v'lom ha'chai v'inan afil midrabanan mishum sheyesh harbe dimechayeves behu. Right? Why would we be mechayev a suma v'drabanan in mitzvos and not an isha? Answer is because an isha anyway is chayev as a matzah mitzvos. Aval suma ipatarta lei mikol mitzvos afilu v'drabanan imke navi lei kamo nochri sheinoy gutar strok klal. So here you have the opposite diuk in Tosfos. Says Tosfos, if you all like Rabbi Yehuda, so he would be like a guy. Now, if you're going to say that a suma is chayav in lavin, it's not true, he wouldn't be like a guy. So let's assume that's a good diuk. So it must be then that Tosfos holds a suma is patrin lavin. So then how could he say you're chayav in the Rabbanan? What's the basis of the chayav in the Rabbanan? So you'd have to say that Tosfos must hold like the Ramban. Okay, Yadua, there's a very famous machlokas about how to be misyaches to mitzvos d'rabbanan. The Gemara says that you're chayav in mitzvos d'rabbanan because of lo sasser. The Gemara in Shabbos asks, how could you say asher k'tam l'tzav tzivanu l'hadol ner shel chanukah heichan tzivanu? And the Gemara gives two answers. One of them is lo sasser min adav asher yivu l'chayim yivu small. So mitzvos d'rabbanan are also kilu v'tzivanu. The Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvah says, what's going on? If you're right, Ramban, so then, every mitzvah d'rabbanan is more, is basically a mitzvah asay and a lav. Vasisa kol she'erucha, losas min adav she'yidul ha'yimin u'smal. Why in the world would you say, safik d'rabbanan l'haka, or safik d'raisa l'hachmir, if after all, a mitzvah every mitzvah d'rabbanan is an asay and a lav, and a d'raisa is maybe just an asay? So, happens to be that that particular kasha is not going to be so shvar in the Rambam for a couple of reasons. Number one is Rambam himself holds that the principle of suffic derisa l'chum is only midrabanan. So hey mamru, they said suffic derisa l'chum ra, and they only said it for a derisa, not for derabanan. And why would they have been mechale? So one reason, there are others, but one reason is gufa, because of another shita that the Rambam has, which is that the nature, the Rambam asks, why is every mitzvah d'rabbanan not a violation of Baal Tosef? Torah says you can't add. So every time Chachamim add it, they're being over on Baal Tosef. The answer is that it depends how the Rabbanan formulated their mitzvos. If the Rabbanan had said, the Torah said you may not eat basar of b'chala, or God said you may not eat Basar Oth B'chala, then indeed they would have been in violation of Baal Tosef. But if the Chachamim said, Hashem said you may not eat Basar Behemah B'chala, and we said, for whatever reason, you also can't eat Basar Oth B'chala, so that's not being Mosef al HaTorah, because they stated explicitly it's only Midrabanan. And the Rambam makes quite clear that it's very important that when the Chachamim are mazhir in mitzvos d'rabbanan, that they make clear that these are only midrabbanan, not midraisa, such that they're not over in Baal Tosef. So it could be. That's one of the reasons why gufa they said safek d'raisa l'chumra midrabbanan versus safek d'rabbanan is l'kula. In order to make clear that this, what's a d'raisa and what's a d'rabbanan. And precisely because, in a certain sense, every derabanan is a deoraisa, to make clear that there, what's derabanan, what's a deoraisa, built in to the application of the law, there has to be differences, so that there's no Baal Tosef. And one example of that is safek derabanan makula, safek deoraisa l'chumra. However, the Ramban himself disagrees. Ramban says that even though the Gemara says Heichan Tzivanu and quotes the Pasuk of Lo Sasser, or the Pasuk from later on in the Torah, Zekeinecha v'yomru lach, those are in fact asmachtas. Those are asmachtas. And that's why Safek D'Rabbanan is Lukula, because in fact it's not Deraisa, because it's not a violation of Lo Sasser. Now, it could even be, and this is not the time to go into it, but the Rambam himself doesn't think that if you're over on a derabanan, by definition, you're over on the sasser. It might only be if you violated the Rabbanan due to a rejection of their authority, that you're over on Lo Sasser. But again, that's another sugya. One way or the other, though, the Ramban clearly tells us that one is not in Lo Sasser, is not referring on a deraisa level to rabbinic legislation. If you look at the Pasukim Kipshutam, Lo Sasser and Asisat Kol Sheirucha relate not to the legislative authority of Lisan Hedin HaGadol, but rather their interpretive authority. That Ki Palei Dabar Mimcha L'Mishpat, Ben Dan L'Dan, Ben Din L'Din, Ben Neg L'Nega, you don't know what the halacha is, so then Bekamta V'Alisa L'Makom HaSheivcha Hashem, Uvasa L'Shofei, Delakon HaSheinam B'Yemenheim, you ask them, what is the meaning of the law? And they tell you, this is the meaning of the law, V'Asisa Kol HaSheirucha, V'Osasim Nadar She'Gidu Chayimim Yismol, and if you don't listen, so then that's the Parsha Zakenam. So the psukim are not, whereas the Rambam understands the psukim are describing both the interpretive authority of the Sanhedrin of Gadol as well as their legislative authority. The Rambam says that's an asmachta. The psukim are really only talking about the legislative authority, the interpretive authority. And that's, in that context, the pasuk says, Vasisa chashar yirucha lo sasman adavit yachad yimin u'smol, even if you're confident that they're wrong, you still must follow their views, as the Ramban says explicitly in his Hasagos on the Sefer HaMitzvos, based on the Yerushalmi. Now, that being the case, so Rabbi Hanan Wasserman asks the obvious question, which is, if there's no pasuk telling me that I have to follow mitzvos to Rabbanan, so then why, in fact, do I have to follow mitzvos to Rabbanan? In other words, why is it that I have to do a mitzvah to Rabbanan? According to the Ramban, we know it's a pasuk. But the Ramban says it's not a pasuk, so then why do I have to do it? So Rabbi Chanan develops a very beautiful idea that it's Ratzon Hashem, it's obvious, it's a svara. He gives examples of what Moshe was Moshe Midaito, but in the end of the day, the answer is that we appreciate that the Chachamim are mechavein to Ratzon Hashem in a way that is closer to the truth than what we would otherwise understand. And that is why we have an obligation to follow mitzvos derabbanan. So going back to Tosfos, so if we hold of your dechia, so the answer is Tosfos must hold that a suma according to Rabbi Yehuda is not chayev in essen and lavin. How do we know that? Because Tosfos says that were it not for this mitzvah derabbanan to do mitzvos, a sum would be kenachri, meaning to say be mufka from essen and lavin. And yet, Tosfos also tells me that they're chayev midrabbanan. Well, how could it be chayev midrabbanan if they're not mozer and loisasor? It must be that Tosfos is learning like the Ramban that you. It's Shayach Mitzvahs Rabbanan without Lo Sasser. And that's what Tosfos is saying. Tosfos is saying. They're Chayav Midrabbanan. So, essentially then, Tosfos is learning, like the Ramban, but you could be Docha Uriah, because you could say, no, maybe Tosfos holds that if you're mufka from all mitzvos asay, you're like a guy. In other words, even though a person needs some type of kumba asay to be like a yid, not a guy, simply not violating lavin is not enough. Especially if you add that mitzvos asay are what's the gilui of avas Hashem and the like. That's an interesting question. Could lavin do relate to Kedusha more than this is to say, relate to Ava. But I think really you could read Tosfos both ways, possibly. So we could say, now let's assume for a moment that we take your way of reading. So, but I guess either way. Right, it's a very strange idea. If the Torah said that you're potter from certainly mitzvot sasei, or according to possibly even mitzvot sasei in lavin, so why would the Chachamim go ahead and make you chayav? The Tosfos says, okay, so you won't be like a guy. So, like, what was the Torah thinking? right? In other words, this is not like most mitzvos de Rabbanan. Most mitzvos de Rabbanan are a gzeira, or a takana, or a minhag. A gzeira, you know, generally speaking, to prevent a violation of a law, right? A takana for the betterment of society. But here, obviously, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, let's certainly, if we say spata from Essen and Lavin, but whatever it is, even if it's just Essen, right? The Torah wasn't concerned that the Summa would be like a guy, and that's why the Torah wasn't Mechayev you. So what are the Rabbanan going ahead and being Mechayev you? It's very strange. So, right, what are we, Chachamim more than the Torah? So I think the Pshat is a very important point, and it actually brings us back to what we were talking about earlier, which is that if the Torah said that a Summa is Pater, as it did according to Rabbi Yehuda, it must be that that's because there's no tikkun in the Summa doing these mitzvahs. The Torah is not arbitrary. There's a reason for every mitzvah. As the Ramban says on the Pasuk, L'tov lach, Parshas Vaschanan, right? We do, mitzvahs are all L'tov lach. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvahs. Go to the Pasuk in Iyo, in Chatas, Chatasa matifol lo, Rabbi Pshacha matasa lo, and Tzedakta matitein lo, Ma'am yadcha yikach. Right? Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need our mitzvos, he's shalem. So mitzvos are for us, l'tov lach. And the Ramban shows how there are many psukim that emphasize that point. So, they're not arbitrary, right? Hashem didn't say do mitzvos because Hashem told us to do mitzvos because there's a reason for the mitzvos. The mitzvos are for our benefit. That's not the only reason why we do mitzvos, but it's a reality. Hashem would not have commanded us to do mitzvos if it wasn't for the fact that the mitzvos help us. So if you have someone who's butter from mitzvos, so must be that there's no tikkun for him in that mitzvah. So if you assume that Rabbi Yehuda says you're potter from mitzvos, say it's because there's no tikkun for him in doing these mitzvos. Whatever the mitzvah saseh is meant to achieve, the Summa doesn't achieve that. So Hashem wasn't mitzvah them in the mitzvahs. And if you think that the Summa's not even Musar on Lavin, so then it must be that whatever kilkel comes about from violating the Lav, so that doesn't harm the Summa. So that's why it's Pater. Huh. But what did the Chachamim say? The Chachamim said it's Pashat Shetov Lo Lios Ki Yehudi. So that's why we're going to be mitzvah him. In other words, Avadeh, their taka isn't a tikkun. If he does tefillin, whatever tikkun is accomplished through tefillin, the Summa doesn't get it, which is why Hashem did not command him to put on tefillin. But it's pashat. It's not that we knew more than God. It's pashat that it's good for this person, this Summa, to be like a Jew. And therefore, Chachamim said, you're chayv and mitzvos min rabbanan. Why didn't Hashem say to do it? Because Hashem never commands a mitzvah unless there's a tikkun from that mitzvah. So that's why Hashem didn't do it. It's not the pshat that Chachamim were smarter than Hashem. No, the pshat relates to the difference between the nature of a mitzvah de rabbanan versus a mitzvah de oraisa. A mitzvah de oraisa, let's say a lav, relates to the kilkel that comes from that lav. Mitzvahs de rabbanan say, yeah, even though this particular act doesn't have a kilkel, it's still a good idea not to do it, usually because it might lead you to actually do the lav. And the same thing for mitzvos asem de rabbanan. Yeah?
On what madriga would the rabbanan be telling you that there's an advantage in doing this?
Because it's good for him to be Jewish.
But
or to look like a Jew.
So it's like a societal thing or an emotional thing?
For him. It's in his best interest.
But mitzvahs to Rabbanan, like a cosmic or religious.
That's
level.
The point. The point is, yeah, in Achanami, when you do this mitzvah, whatever tikkun happens, whether it's to the guf or to the neshama or cosmic, however, whatever the tikkun of the mitzvahs, that's not shaykh to you. Baraya Hashem didn't tell you to do it. But it's pashut that this is in your best interest, so we're going to tell you to do it. So why didn't Hashem tell you to do it? Because that's not the nature of mitzvos de'oraisa.
So in the Gnolim is that way, it's in your best
interest. Or maybe beyond that. it's in your interest to look like a Jew. You are Jewish, but to also look like a Jew. So that's why they weren't, for example, Masakin the Drabanan for Charish and Shota, because he's not a Bar Das. Mashenke in the Suma, he has Das. It just doesn't have Tikkun in those mitzvos. So Memela, they were Mitzvah.
So why did the Chayim all the Mitzvah Drabanan? A woman in the Chayim, so that's enough.
Right. In other words, a woman looks Jewish even without there being mitzvah her, and this is a seisha as man grama.
So why is it not enough to be mitzvah assuming a few mitzvahs?
You could have, but once hashad asas lachi, which one is better? Right. Now, take a look at the Rashba. So the Rashba cites this Tosfos, but he says I have a har on Tosfos. What's my Ha'ara? My Ha'ara is that by Adayim Kashal Iktsas She'ilu Sumal Rav Yehuda Chayef Mitzvos Midrabanan Miha Ma'ikam Rav Yosef Dana Lo Maskidna Ve'avidna Ve'halo Al karchoy aved umifkad midrabanan v'chay misham loy sasur. So, first of all, you see that the havana of Rashba b'das Tosfos, we said Tosfos himself is unclear, but the Rashba understood two things. Number one is that even Tosfos thought that he's chayv midai raisin lavin because he says lo sasur. And the takana was in the basis of the obligation to observe mitzvos is lo sasser, right? In other words, the Rashba is assuming, like the Rambam, that mitzvos derabanan are chayv al lo sasser. And moreover, he's reading that according to Tosos, you're chayv. And Lavin, and therefore, he asks, so how could Rav Yosef say, ana lo mafkidna? You are chayv. So, how does he answer? Very fascinating answer. Elamira del Rabbiuda pater legami mikol amitzvah isfafilo midirabanan umemidas chasidus bilvad chayv. Fine with Rav Yosef. That's what Rav Yosef says, that lo mafkidna. How could he be lo mafkidna? According to Taisis, you are mafkidna. You're mafkidna alt sloisasa. No, it must be alt midas chasidus. Alt midas chasidus, you could say lo mafkidna. But it's a very strange idea, right? I'm lo mafkidna, okay, it's midas chasidus, but I'm chayev. Right? Usually, chayev isn't midas chasidus. What does it mean? I'm chayev alt midas chasidus. So what does he mean? And then he says this idea, that you could be motzi acherim, that are chayev midrabanan, like priestess kriyashma, even though you're only chayev altsmidas chasidus. So how could you say that you're chayev altsmidas chasidus? So l'chayra, the answer is, ke'ein, what Rabbi Chanan said in the Ramban. In other words, you're chayev altsmidas chasidus, meaning say altsratzon Hashem. Yes, there's no formal chayev, like Taisa said. But avadit, Ratzon Hashem, it's the right thing to do. But since there's no formal chiyuv, so the lashon is lo mafkidna. Mashein kein, mitzvos dirabanan, according to the Rashba, are a chiyuv gamur. Now, the Rashba understood a mitzvah dirabanan like the Rambam, that it's a formal chiyuv. You're chayiv to do mitzvos dirabanan, like the simple reading of the Gemara, al tzloi sasur. Then, if that were true, it would be begadir mafkidna, not lo mafkidna. Elamai, what's the pshat in summa b'mitzvos? It's the way the Ramban learned all mitzvos to Rabban, right? In other words, it's the right thing to do. It's ratzon Hashem, right? You're chayav. Mitzvos chasidus, but you're chayav. What does it mean, mitzvos chasidus, but you're chayav? Because you're chayav to be a chasid. In other words, it's clearly the right thing to do, right? But there's no formal chayav. So what Rav Yosef is saying is that since there's no formal chiyuv, it's chaser, so I feel sad, right? Gadol mitzuva ve'osa, the person who acts with a formal chiyuv is gadol mimish eino mitzuva ve'osa. Vust heist eino mitzuva ve'osa. Eino mitzuva ve'osa, so if you're not mitzuva, why are you doing it? The answer is you're doing it because you understand it's the right thing to do. It's Ratzon Hashem. When a woman does mitzvah saseh, she's not grama. What? She gets char. It's a tremendous thing. Right? So, but it's not a formal chiyuv. So in other words, the way the Rashba understood the difference between his pshat and Tosfos's pshat is that according to Tosfos, it's a formal chiyuv. Right? It's a din d'rabbanan, which is rooted in Loisasar. And he can say, no, this is not a formal chiyuv. This is an informal chiyuv, if you wish. Right? It's an awareness and appreciation that you should do this. And that's why Rav Yosef did all mitzvos. But he understood that when you're doing something without a formal chiyuv, so it's a little bit lacking. Now, if we go back to Tosfos, so it could be that Tosfos would answer this question by learning like the Rambam. Right? In other words, according to Tosfos, this, you know, the machlokas, as it were, between Tosfos and the Rashba, is the machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam. That's why Tosfos does not say lo sasser, right? And adaraba, according to, like you were medayik, it must be that according to Tosfos, you're not chayiv and lavin as well, because otherwise you wouldn't look like a guy. So Tosfos himself learns like the Ramban. And therefore, he understood that according to Rav Yosef, you're pater from Asin and Lavin. How could you be chayiv in the mitzvah de Rabbanan? Because it's Ratzon Hashem. And that's why he wasn't bothered by the kasha of saying, I'm not mafkidna, right? Because there's no formal chiyuv. Because even a mitzvah de Rabbanan is begeder lo mafkidna. Because lo sasa doesn't apply to mitzvahs de Rabbanan. And the Rashba, and that's why he invokes when in his Havanah Tosfos, right? Lo sasa. The Rashba understood, no, that every mitzvah de Rabbanan is also lo sasa. If so, so then does it make sense to say on the one hand you're chayiv mitzvah Rabbanan also saser and at the same time say lo mafkidna? So if that's true, so then you know the Rashba and the Tosfos are lishitasam. That's why Tosfos isn't bothered by the Rashba's question, and the Rashba, and that's why it doesn't say lo saser and the like. Okay, ken zayin. You have to look. Could be that this. If you look at Tosfos and Rosh Hashanah, Lam and Gimel, he doesn't learn this way. But there could be the Pshat and Tosfos. Now, there's the Ha'ara on the Rashba asks, the footnote asks, once you say that you're Chayv and Lavin, if you assume you're Chayv and Lavin, so then you'll be Chayv and Essen as well. Like, for example, Kol Sheyeshno B'Val Tocham Chametz is chayiv and matzah, right? And others, you should be chayiv and kiddush. So I don't think that's a kasha, because you can't bring a raya from nashim. That's a idea that shaykh when be'etzim you're chayiv and mitzvah saseh, but you happen to be pater, like a woman should really be pater from matzah because the mitzvah saseh shesman grama. No, we say kol shen yeshno be'isr chametz is yeshno b'chiyuv matzah, because she's shayach to mitzvah saseh. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not just that an avid happens to be pater from particular mitzvahs like a woman, but he's mufka from mitzvah saseh, and therefore you couldn't be chayav indirectly out the lav. Lebaisa, the Achronim talk about this question extensively. If you look at the Pri Megadim and the Psicha Koleles, it's section 3 at the end of Oschaf Dalid. So he says it's Pashut that assumes chayv and lavin, and his raya is because he's pater from galus, and if he's not chayv in lavin, so why do we need a gzer sakasif to pater him from galus? Clearly, that's not the strongest or most obvious raya, First of all, maybe you could imagine being chayv and golus even without being over on the lav of killing. And second of all, anyway, we saw in the Ravid and in Tosfos that there might be a progression in the Gemara, so in a Hanami. In the final stage, we didn't, just like in the final stage, we didn't need the Ptur from Bosha, so too maybe in the final stage, we didn't need the Ptur from Golos either. So it's not going to be a Rai that's Mochrach. If you look at the Minchas Chinuch, Simon, Mitzvah Chabach, Sif Yud Gimel, he says even if a Suma is Pater on Lavin, like we know that Yehuda happened to hold, still he's going to be Chayev on Misos Bnei Noach. Why? Because there's, what's the Ptur? It's based off of these drushes. So these drushes don't apply for a guy. So he's going to be no worse than a guy. So a guy, that's a Suma, is Chayev and Sheva Mitzvah. So to the Suma will be. This also isn't so Pashut. This is an interesting Shaila. Whether there's, Kayadua, the Rambam writes very famously in his Pirshei Mishnayos and Chulin, Nitna Torah v'nischacha halacha, that when we do mitzvos, he's talking there about Gid HaNasha, when we do mitzvos, we don't do the mitzvos, let's say, Milar Gid HaNasha because of the tzivui to the Avos. We only do mitzvos because of what we were commanded at Sinai. In other words, a Jew is not a guy plus with respect to mitzvos, but the Tariag mitzvos are entirely based off of the tzivui that happened at Sinai. In which case, the Minchas Chinuch's point is questionable, because Asuma is certainly a Jew, and Be'etzem, a Jew, isn't Chayim and Shem and Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Now, even though he might be Pater from Tariag mitzvos, because of the drashos, but he's not a guy, and therefore Jew is mufka from Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach. Now, the Minchas Chinuch might say, but there's another Rambam. There's a famous Rambam at the beginning of Hilchos Melachim Perek Tes. There, the Rambam goes through the whole history of mitzvos. You know, Adam was commanded in 6 mitzvos, and then Noach a 7th mitzvah. And the chen hayadavar b'chol ha'olam ad Avram, who's mitzdava yeser aleilu v'mila, v'us bal shachris, v'yitzchak hifrish meiser, v'hosif tfilas acheres lefnos yom, v'yakov hosif gid hanasha, v'us bal arvis, v'mitzrayim mitzdavu amram v'mitzvos yaseros, ad sheba Moshe Rabbeinu v'nishlama Torah al yado. So it sort of sounds like, from the Rambam, that taka, the mitzvahs are built upon each other, right? In other words, there were 6 mitzvahs, and then Noach got the 7th, and then Avram got an 8th, and so on, ad until Shabbat Moshe Rabbeinu at Matan Torah, v'nishlo Matan Torah Yado, and then the rest of the, you know, the other 600 at Matan Torah. So, it sounds like it is built. But then the problem is it's a stira between what he said and the Pirshim Shnais and what he says in the Mishnah Torah. But the Pashtus, the answer is that the Rambam over here is teaching you the history, which is interesting that he's telling it to you and it's important, but he's not telling you the Geder. The Mechayah for all Tariyad Mitzvos is what was given at Sinai. The Rambam's telling you, though, that that there was a progression. But he's not going against this principle of Nitna Torah v'nischad shehalacha. Anyway, but it's an interesting question. There's actually another possible manifestation of this. There's a very famous tshuva of the Mincha Shlomo, or Shlomo Zalman Arbach, on Cheresh. Cheresh is a very difficult subject. Now it's not the time to get into it, because you know, nowadays, first of all, we know Charashim have Das, and they can be taught to communicate using sign language, and sometimes even to speak.
You mean deaf and?
Right. So Charash usually means deaf-mute.
Right.
It used to be, until, as we talked about before, until the last century or two, somebody was born deaf, was essentially, for the most part, unable to communicate with the rest of the world. And then Baruch Hashem, people learned how to teach them how to communicate. Sign language, and then, again, nowadays, many, many deaf people could be taught even to talk, right? So the question is, how do you relate to that? This is a discussion in the postgame. Do we say, yeah, but, okay, it's true. As far as we could tell, they have das. But Lamaisa, Chazal knew better, or maybe this is a halacha l'moshe misinai, and that Cheresh is pater from mitzvos, and therefore, what can we do? Or do we say, no, that's talking about a Cheresh that doesn't know how to communicate. But if you could communicate with sign language and Kal v'chomer, if you could even talk, this is a discussion in the poskim. How you relate to Cheresh and Bizman Hazah. Now, it's not the time to get into that sugya, but in that tshuva from Shlomo Zalman, he says, well, even if you're going to say that they're patur from mitzvos, they'll be like a b'nei noach. Right? Now, which sounds like that minchas chinuch. But he says it a little differently. He says miyak amidi, but still, along the lines of that minchas chinuch. And I didn't see this, but Tyler told me that there's a tshuva from Asher Weiss, chelek beisim and pei vav, who says ma pitom, for the point that we said, that a Jew is not a chayav in mitzvahs b'nei noach. B'chlam. Miyak amidi doesn't mean Jews are chayav in mitzvahs b'nei noach. It means it's lo yitachem that there could be something that a guy has to do and a Jew doesn't. That's a different point. Anyway, so that's a discussion that comes up as well in terms of that. Now, there might be a different point, which is even if you, let's say, reject the formal idea of that they're chayv, you know, they're not going to formally be chayv in Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Melach, that's because they're Jews, but still it's pashut that it's going to be usher for them to kill or steal. Why? Nisfar. But just like the Rashba said, that even without a formal tzivui, they have to do their chayv and mitzvos to Rabbanan, not because of lo sasser. They're not chayv to lo sasser, they're not chayv to lav, and they're not chayv to essen, but they're chayv. Misvara, basically. So kal v'chomer, the sheva mitzvos b'nei noach. The Rambam writes in Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim, afal pi shekulan kabbalah hein b'yadeinu mimosh rabbeinu. Even though all sheva mitzvos b'nei noach, we know them through Kabbalah, but he writes, hadas nota lahen, meaning say they're svara. Right? And Gayim are chayev to obey Svara, not just formal chiyuv. It's not limited to Sheva Mitzvot B'nei Noach. Right? The people of Sdom were killed. Why? What did they do so bad? So bad about the people of Sdom? So if you look, the Pasuk in Yechezkel says, because they didn't get staka. Yad evyal moech ziku. They weren't obligated on staka. So look at the Ramban. He says, yeah, but even if they weren't told, anything that the seichel's machayev, a human being who's given seichel, chayev to do. So every human being is capable of figuring out on their own that you have to be kind to those who are in need. And when you philosophically reject staka, right? Shali, shali, b'sholcha, sholcha. It's not just that they didn't get stuck because they were like stingy. There was a philosophical rejection of the notion that we have the responsibility to help others, and especially those who are unable to help themselves. So then, that svara is machayev. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us secha. So even if you have a guy who happens not to have ever heard of the Sheva Mitzvos B'nei Noach, like the Rambam writes, and that's not telling. It's chayev to do that. It's chayev to do that. And certainly with the Summa, etc. So how do we paskin? Do we paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, the Rabbanan? So most Rishonim, as we'd expect, think we paskin like Rabbi the Rabbanan, that Summa is chayev in mitzvos. That's majority view. If you take a look at the Beis Yosef and Archaim Summa and Gimel, Dimas Chasuma, the Magen Avraham, Sifkan Tes Zayin. However, there is a position that might argue, maybe Rabbi Yerucham Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. If you look at the Beis Yosef, though, Rabbi Yerucham might not pater mitzvos. He paters Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda by Parisal HaShema, might not relate to the general machlokas. So the Pashtus is, that we certainly paskin against Rabbi Yehuda v'Simchas Chaim Mitzvos. Now I want to just talk about one last thing before we stop, which is the Gemara about Gadol Mitzvah v'Yosa, Yosa v'Shem Mitzvah v'Yosa. So Tosos famously explains why is Gadol Mitzvah v'Yosa? Because of the Yetzer Hara. Right, we all know this is true. It's sometimes much easier to do things that you don't have to do. Once it's something you have to do, there's a Yetzer Hara not to do it. So Memela, Gadol Mitzvah v'Yosa, Yosa v'Shem Mitzvah v'Yosa, you have to fight that Yetzer Hara. I think of that every week because I give a shiur every week in Shenk to the men and the women. There's always like four times as many women as men. So. If you go like to out-of-town shuls, you know, I remember when I went to Edmonton, we used to do that in the summer for many summers. And we used to give shiurim every night, feeling like really good because they were, every night we'd give shiurim and so many people would come. And then I spoke to the rabbi. It's like, you know, 3/4 of the people going to your shiurim aren't Jewish. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so that's what Tosfos says. You could say a different shot in this yisod. We'll see how it comes out from something we've shown them, which is that it's Gadol Mitzvah Osa for the reason that we said before, which is that if you're not chayav in the mitzvah, that relates to schar almost in the external sense. Whenever we talk about schar and onesh with respect to mitzvahs and averos, there are two aspects of schar and onesh. One is external reward. One is the natural consequence, both for good and bad, right? If I go ahead and I tell my daughters, clean up your room. So I could use two arguments. I could say, clean up your room, and if you do, I'll give you a lollipop. Or I could say, clean up your room because then you'll be able to see your floor and play on your floor, find your shoes and the like. In other words, there's a natural consequence benefit. So the same thing with mitzvahs and averos. There is schar va'onesh, Hashem says, but the ikur is the natural consequence of the tikkun and the kilkul that comes from doing what's right and what's wrong. So therefore, Gadol Mitzvah Osa means if you're mitzvah, so you're Gadol. It's a giluy that this tikkun is shayach to you, or more shayach to you. And this might explain, by the way, what a very startling comment of the Shita Mekubet says. The Shita Mekubet says, quoting the Gaon, says over here, why is this true? L'fi she'en lo likanes be'umna she'eno shelo. V'nira ki'ilu yored umnaso shel chaveiro. So what in the world is he talking about? So maybe the pshat is like this, that the fact that I'm Eino Mitzuveh is a giloi, that the tzivu isn't shayach to me. And therefore, doing it is like yored umnaso shel chaveiro. It's like doing a mitzvah that's shayach to somebody else. It's not shayach to you. And this might also explain the Rabbeinu Tam over there. Rabbeinu Tam is a very fascinating in the Shita Mekubet. He says like this. He says the idea is of Gadol Mitzvah Osa said about things that ilulo nichtavu ru'uyim likasev, right? Like the Shavu Mitzvah. So the question is, Maishna, what in the world are we talking about? Why should that be a difference? So the pshat is like this. With respect to those types of mitzvos, if you do them b'taras eino mitzvah, so what's the pshat? It's because there's a svara. In other words, you're doing them not because Hashem said, because it makes sense. But legabe chukim, why are you doing them? You're still doing it because Hashem said, right? In other words, when it comes to not stealing, not killing, so you have lots of atheists who won't steal and won't kill, right? Or will do chesed or the like. So what's the pshat? Right? Those are mitzvos that are ilul lo nitna Torah. Still would be appropriate to do it. So the pshat is, they're not doing it alt Hashem, they're doing it alt svar. And that's why we say, gadol ha-mitzvah v'osa. Why? Because when you're mitzvah v'osa, you're not just doing it because it makes sense. You're doing it because Hashem said. So Memela, says Rabbeinu Tam, when it comes to mitzvos that we would never come up with on our own, so why are we doing it? Because Hashem said. So it's no longer true that Gadol Mitzvah Osa. And according to this Rabbeinu Tam, a woman who goes and shakes lulav is not getting less star than a man. Because we don't say that. Now, it's a very interesting zach, because
at first glance, the Ramban, the Rabbeinu Tam here is the exact opposite of the famous Ramban. Mamash hafuch. What's the Rambam say? This is the Rambam for Shmona Prakim. The Rambam says there's a debate between the philosophers and the rabbis. This is in Perek Vav of Shmona Prakim. Why? Because the philosophers all said that someone who's better? The person who wants to do an Aveira and overcomes their Yitzhahara and doesn't do it, or the person who doesn't even want to do the Aveira. So the philosophers say, the person who doesn't want to do the Aveira. The rabbis said, Fakert, you know, Lefum Tzara Agra. So what's the resolution? Says the Rambam, they're both right. But they're talking about two different types of things. The philosophers were talking about Mishpatim, right? Lamasha. A person goes ahead, and they're driving along the highway, and somebody cuts them off. They really want to whip that shotgun out of their glove compartment and shoot the guy, right? Oh, if they overcome the Yetzer Hara, they don't kill him. So, what would we say about such a person? We would say, we call him a tzaddik, we say he's sick! Anybody who has a Yetzer Hara to kill somebody just because they cut them off is sick. He's got, right? So that's what the philosophers were talking about. When it comes to things that are rational, you shouldn't want to be irrational. You should want to be rational. So you'll get tzchar if you overcome your Yetzirah. But it's but there's a pigam. You're not a shalom person. If you want to cheat, every time you go to a store, you want to like start putting your things in your pocket, right? There's something wrong with you. Mashein kein. When it comes to chukim, adirabba, right? We are supposed to be rational people. We don't understand why. So we should want to do it, but we have to overcome our Yetzirah. That's the Ramses. It seems like it's the opposite of Rabbeinu Tam. What does Rabbeinu Tam say? Gadol Mitzvot Ve'os is said only for what? For Chukim. For Mishpatim. For Chukim, they're the same. Oh. But I don't really think that they're saying the opposite point. I think they're really bringing out two different things. I'll have to stop here. But it's very important to understand. They're emphasizing two different things. Rabbeinu Tam is emphasizing that someone who's careful not to cheat and not to steal, let's say. And they're very kind to other people. But let's say that same person, very careful about cheating and stealing and kindness, but they're not so machbit about Shabbos and Kashrus. So it's clear, says Rabbi Natan, that there's a heros in cheating and kindness. It doesn't stem from the fact that that's Ratzon Hashem, because if that were true, they would equally be medakdek in Shabbos and Kashrus. Rather, there's a heros comes from the fact that they feel that these actions are wrong. It's wrong to cheat. It's right to be nice. And that's what Rabbeinu Tam is saying. There's a chisaron in such actions. Because we should be kind, not just because we want to be kind, but also because that's what Hashem said. What the Rambam is saying is something else. The Rambam is saying that someone who has to struggle not to shoot the guy is chaser, right? Of course he's going to be rewarded from his struggle. But he's chaser. In other words, a person should be a kind person. Want to be nice, not want to be mean and have to overcome. And the mitzvot bring about that tikkun. And that's why, I guess now we don't have time to talk about it. That's why there's a famous chakira that people say. When you're doing chesed, so what's better? Should you say, and make the guy into a heftes shel mitzvah, or no, you should naturally want to do it. So they say, it's a machlekes between the Moshe and the Chafetz Chaim. But I don't think there's a machlekes, and I don't think there's a machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam over here. The pshat is, Tyler pointed out to me a ran in the darim that says when you're doing Bikur Cholin, you should be motivated by the mitzvah. So that doesn't mean to say that you should like naturally be this disgusting person who doesn't want to ever be nice. No. Like the Rambam says, a person who naturally doesn't want to be nice is chaser. The Torah wants us to be a rachman and naturally do what's right. Right? But it also wants kol masach hayu l'shem shemayim. There's no stira. It's not a machlokas. A person, when doing mishpatim, like Rabbeinu Tam says over here, should want to do them al tzvatzon Hashem. But you should also be a kind person. You shouldn't, like the Rambam says, you shouldn't want to like be mean and have to overcome that. No. The Torah wants you to be a kind person, but the Torah also wants you, like Rabbeinu Tam over here says, that when you're doing even mitzvah shebein adam l'chaveiro, to be doing them l'shem shemayim. It's not a stira. They both come out. I guess there's one last ta'ara here, but I can't say it now. But I'll tell you next time before we start the Mishnah. Do neder. Okay, so next time, go weiter till the bottom of Pei Chesed Aleph.